Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Delta Work, and it's time for Very Delta. Christy Girlington and Linda Evangelipstick, the Chanel twins, are here. But first, do you want to see me go off? Because I think you want to see me go off!
M. Oh.
M. Mom!
Are you a lady like me? Introspective, beautiful. Oh, are you intellectual like me? Beguiled by a bargain? You like wild times? Oh, like me? Are you serving the community like me? Well, if you are, then you must be Very Delta.
I'm Delta Work, and this is Very Delta, a luxury public access podcast and YouTube talk show where I look gorgeous, speak extemporaneously, and invite fascinating people to sit on the couch and get Very Delta. Very Delta is for the woman who loves
drinking wine with her friends.
But first, let's get into some things that are Very Delta.
Go off Delta!
I want to talk about Zillow. Do you know what Zillow is? Zillow is a lie. Zillow is a myth. Zillow is an empty promise. Zillow is a place that you visit where you dream about the impossible, and they let you know with every application that it's improbable. Zillow is a service that real estate agents, homeowners, property management companies utilize to let you know that they have a property that's for sale or for rent. And I have recently used this service. I've been dreaming on Zillow for years, but I recently decided I would sort of put it into action and start utilizing it in real time. So I would request tours or put out applications or find out just more information about houses that are not for sale, but for rent in my area. Because, of course, I dream, just like everyone else, about owning a home. But where we are right now, where I am right now financially, and where I see, my place in the world, my place in this country for the next couple of years, I don't know that making that purchase right now is something that I need to invest time in. But I've utilized Zillow, and I've made tour requests and gone and viewed homes, talked to owners, gone to open houses, written cover letters explaining why this property is a good fit, what I do for work, what my partner does, and my retired mother, who the three of us live together in this space, and we want to move into another space, explained what we do, what we're about, showed my financials, explained why I'm a great fit, why we are a great fit. And then you just get sort of dusted. You have these conversations and they're like, thank you for the application. We'll let you know. And then no letting me know. So then I thought, all right, maybe this is not Zillow's fault, but Zillow will send you a letter or an email. Did you get hear back from this property? And I'll message back. Yes, I've gone through these steps and I've heard nothing. And this is the date that they gave me where this decision would be made and they would reach back out to us. Not reaching out to us at all. Then I've gone to places where the new requirement is we will let you see the property once you pay for the application fee. So pay to apply to rent this space and pay $40 for each application for each person who's over 18 in the home. So if there's going to be three of us in this dwelling, that's $120 that has to be paid for the application that may not be through Zillow, because generally they'll send you a link and say, we're the property management company, apply here online, send us all your financials, send us a letter. The most recent one said, send us a picture of your family and a picture of your pets, which I kind of loved. I was kind of into that. I felt like maybe it was more personal. And they said, we will make a decision on such and such date, and then we will let you know when the house is off the market. Now, here's the very intriguing thing about letting you know. Nobody lets you know. I've sent follow-up messages. Finally, somebody messaged back and said, on one of maybe 11 properties in a month, one said, your application was not accepted. And so I messaged back, thank you for your time. I appreciate the consideration. As a general question, could you tell me what would have made my application more desirable as a possible renter? Zero information. Now, I get it. They don't owe me. We're not in a relationship. They're not fucking me or paying my bills. However, I feel like there's a level of decorum where somebody who is bringing you in to look at a property and is courting you by saying, now we need these financials. Now may we see these other financials and read your letter and do all this to offer you a conversation of saying, thank you. We made our decision. Unfortunately, you will not be our tenant, but we will have more properties listed on this website at this time. Like that, I feel like is a fair, I don't think that's out of the realm of just being ethical. If you are, you know, I don't know, Diane's property, if you're like Diane's property rental company, whoever you are, like, I feel like that, just that little bit of like kindness would go somewhere. But going back to these application fees. So I'm seeing these properties that have said the prop, like this one and one other one did message and say the, or posted on their website that the property was no longer being rented or is no longer available. It's now being rented. But then I went to Zillow and I can see that it's still listed there. So I'm thinking, well, this is interesting. I'm now seeing houses on here that are 45 days listed, 57 days listed, 64 days listed. Why is that? And then it dawned on me. You have to pay to have an ad on Zillow, I would imagine. It's not for free. It's not, I mean, you have to pay on the Penny Saver. You have to pay to have an ad at the hot sheet that they give out at the coin op laundromat. You have to pay for everything. And if you're somebody who's maybe planning to sell your house, but in the meantime, maybe you want to have a renter, but maybe you don't have a renter. Maybe what you want is to have the rent paid. Well, if you get enough people who are dying to move into a house, and I'm going to these places and there's in a day 70 applicants. If there's 70 applicants paying $40 an application, listen, I'm not a mathematician and I don't know the good math, but or the new math, but what I do know is that that sounds like it pays the rent. So if you keep your house listed and you just send some random person to show the property and everyone's paying an application fee through an agency that all you're doing is sending the application and the fee. Who says that they're looking at those applications? There's no obligation. It doesn't say we're going to video record ourselves looking at your application. It says submit your application for approval, pay this fee, and we'll look at it. They don't have to look at it. But what they do is cash that check for $40 and $40 and $40 and then $40 and then $40 and then $40. And then they add it all together and the rent's paid. So then the property just stays listed for 34 days, 54 days, 63 days. It's a fucking lie and it's a fucking scam. And I don't care who says opposite of that. If only, I don't know, on my own math, 10%, 20% of the homes are really people sending in an application and they're like, thank you. Why aren't these why is Zillow not governing this? Why is Zillow, when I send them a message and say, no, these houses have not followed up with me. No. Well, what's the fucking point of the tour request? What's the point of the application fee? And how is Zillow not concerned about these locations that are taking applications outside of the app? Isn't the point to run it through the app? I'm like super confused on that. The other thing I'm confused about is how many people will list a property on Zillow and it will be a 4-bedroom, 3-bathroom home, 2,000 square feet, pets are welcome, 2 or 3 car garage, detached, fully got this, that, and the other, and it's $1,800? No, it's not $1,800. It's no dollars because that listing doesn't fucking exist. It exists nowhere because There may be that house, but it's not for rent and it's not for sale. It's for applications only. It's for $40 at a time only. And I've sent messages to Zillow and I said, this is a false advertisement. Nothing back. I've gone to sent in requests to view a property and have been told by the owners, we're out of state. But if you send us just a security deposit of $500 that we will refund to you, we will give you the code to the lockbox so you can go look at it, see if you like it. And if you do, we'll put that towards your deposit. No, you won't. Because not only am I not going to do that, you're a liar. You're not doing that. There's not going to be a code. There's not going to be any of that. They have so many scams on Zillow. By the way, go on TikTok and you can like Google the word Zillow. And if you go on and Google, you can pull up accounts of people that go look at frightening listings on Zillow. It's like, I don't even know the name of the account, but there's one that's like called Frightening Listings. And they're just absolutely approved. And their houses with like spider-filled bunkers in the middle of nowhere. And like houses with like a toilet in the middle of the living room. Like there's nobody governing Zillow at all, like whatsoever. I've used rent.com, probably the same thing, but I realized like I don't want to go that far now. You know, my goal is, I'm a homosexual. I'm a homosexual. I'm homosexualis. I'm homosexualidad. I'm going to have a lot of friends who are real estate agents who put a fucking carnation in their lapel and have tight pants with no fucking shoes or no socks with their shoes. I got them. They've sat on this couch before. Okay. Those are not always the people who are looking to help you rent a place because they make their living off of selling homes. So I have people constantly that are like, well, don't you know this agent? Don't you know that? Yes, I do. I know lots of people that do that. I know a lady who works at Weight Watchers and I weigh 300 pounds. What is that going to help? It's not her responsibility to be like, I work here. One of my best friends is a personal trainer and will fucking pig out with me. And she's like, yeah, that's what you're going to do. And that's what I'm going to do. But I'm going to go to the gym and you're going to lay here and watch SVU. And guess what? I love you. Oh, well, I can't help you. So just because I know people who are real estate agents, I'm tired of people being like, well, just call them. Oh, and what? Tell them you're no longer going to do commercial real estate. I want you to spend the next month helping me find a fucking rental house that has a gross shag carpet in it because that's my price point. You see what I'm saying? Like people think that there's like this immediate solution. I thought going to Zillow was that solution. Here's what I think. There has to be more than not, I would think, real estate locations that say, hi, this is what we're going to do for you. You're going to pay us a fee that we set forth. You are going to sit down with our agent or somebody that works here in the office. We're going to go over all your financials and we're going to get you pre-approved for a rental. I don't want a townhouse. I want a backyard. I want to put a bottle of water and tea bags in it and make sun tea. I want to grow petunias. I want a dog running around. I want my cats to live inside. I want to be able to take out a project and spray paint it in the backyard and not think it's going to get on a car somewhere. I want my own shit. Do you see what I'm saying? And I don't think it's ridiculous to ask for my own shit and to say, where's the agency? Where is the agency to facilitate this? Because I got a ton of people sending me messages and I'm like, thank you so much for this connect. And then the person's like, oh, sorry, I don't do that. Well, can you recommend someone who does? And I feel bad even asking them because that's not their job. They didn't, like, someone linked me up in the conversation and linked them into the conversation. So invited them into saying, like, this is now your job. Zillow is a fucking liar and they know it. They know they're lying. They know they have empty promises. They know half of those listings are fake. They know that people are taking outside applications. They know that people have those listings on there for so long, not because they can't find the right fit, but because they don't want a renter in that house. They just want somebody paying the rent and the application fees, pay the rent. Do you want to see me take a break? Because I think you want to see me take a break.
Yeah.
The new Star series Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly it is. You won't be able to look away as you've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. Can you imagine setting your son up to seduce a king? Girl, I couldn't take my eyes off the screen as I watched this historical psychodrama unfold. The show is full of wit, scandal, and action in a genre-bending story that is as sexy and audacious as it gets. You need to check it out. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Stars and on the Stars app. My guests today are drag supermodels. Please make welcome Christy Girlington and Hi. Linda Evangelipstick.
Hello, hello.
The dolls.
We love
dolls
you.
With balls.
Dolls with balls. Wow.
We love being here.
I love that you're here.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you for being here. Now, I feel like we should just like address the elephant in the room. This isn't your first time here.
Well...
No, we had some testicle difficulties.
We recorded this episode once before, but we looked different.
We were
in a different space.
I think we look more gorgeous today.
I think so.
I have to say.
I think this is 2.0. This is the very Chanel Twins 2.0.
What's your word that I don't even know how to pronounce?
Extemporaneous.
Are we extemporaneous?
Yeah,
today?
Because we do it off the
thinner.
Cuff. We do it off the cuff. It's going to be amazing. We're thin. Off the cuff,
thinner.
Supermodels.
We're not thin, we're thinner.
Thinner.
And we're in a whole new look.
A whole new look,
yeah.
So work it.
So
and
it
you
happens.
Are too, you look gorgeous.
Thank you, and I appreciate you being here because I know that, you know, getting in drag, as anybody that's ever done drag, mm-hmm. It's not an easy thing.
It's not easy.
It's not a comfortable thing.
A senior citizen.
Especially that early. A senior citizen.
Well, we are all about the same age. So, yeah, we are senior citizens.
I get the AARP.
Do you get it?
Mailers once a week and the email.
Do you ever buy anything from that?
No, but you do get a discount at the Olive Garden and Outback. I haven't used it yet.
You haven't?
I have a Christy Girlington AARP card. It is gorgeous.
Where did your names originally come from? Christy Girlington and Linda Evangelipstick.
In the 90s is kind of when we came about and supermodel was everything.
Right. It was everything.
The original gang.
Her favorite is Linda Evangelista. Mm-hmm. So we made it Linda Evangelipstick. And she does resemble her too.
I mean, looks that back in the day.
Yeah.
No, now too.
Or even now.
Now all along. I mean
so Linda
eyes and
inspired this whole look.
Yeah.
With the hat and the
dedication to her
babushka.
In Vogue, the new Vogue
when Vogue,
she was in.
Yeah. And Christy Turlington was my favorite. She still is gorgeous. I don't think she's my she's one of my
Did you ever consider Christy Turdlington?
No. We had Naomi Cowballs. Uh-huh. Cindy Crawfish.
There's a story about your friend that sort of helped inspire the names and
Christian Farrow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He invited us to a rave or what do you call them? A rave or back in the day, it used to be in a warehouse.
Yeah. Like a rave
restaurant or wherever. Yeah. And I happened to have two matching jackets that I got in the Santee Alley that looked Chanel. Because I didn't know what size I was. And then I'm like, oh, shit, let's wear this. These are gorgeous.
Yeah. And so we dressed as twins.
And Christian Farrow was like, the Chanel twins.
I love that.
And here we are.
He's like, you girls need an agent. And I mean it. So we got an agent. And
we did.
It was a fluke, you know. But
yeah. Total fluke. And we ended up on Roseanne and Sally Jesse, Jerry Springer.
We were in Italian Vogue,
Italian
shot by Stephen Meisel.
Yeah, shot by Stephen
Meisel.
Which
was crazy.
And you know, nowadays...
And it was just an outfit. Like, I had two jackets and...
Yeah.
Look at us now.
Nowadays, a lot of people do stuff like social media. But back then, it really was about being on a TV show. And you were on all of them.
We didn't
have social
anything
media.
Anything to, like, promote yourself unless you...
They had the gay ranks.
Yeah.
Spunk. And there was that other one.
There's quite a few.
But any city we traveled to, they're like the Chanel twins. It was just incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah. We didn't even have MySpace back then.
No, no, not at all.
It was bizarre.
I mean, that was like we were getting maybe the introduction to AOL.
Yeah,
there
yeah,
was
yeah.
that, right?
Dial up.
When you talk about those TV shows like Jerry Springer or Maury Povich, there were so many of them. Do you
they
have a favorite?
They just found out about us. Yeah. It was so strange.
What was the experience like back then? Because they took a lot of liberties with people that would go on those shows. They would probably promise
they
one
always,
thing and do whatever they wanted.
They did. They'd promise something.
The shock value.
The second you start to air, they will push your button. They'll ask you, oh, well, is your family uncomfortable with us? Literally, here we have the Chanel twins, Linda Evangel Lipstick. What does your family think about this? And back then it was...
Yeah,
not as acceptable.
You know, yeah, it was a different time, but we enjoyed doing the talk show circuit. It was
fun.
Promotion and, you know, promoted our calendar from 1996. Yeah, so.
We did have our own calendar.
It was like our little marketing tool that
got
us jobs. Because
the supermodel thing was so popular. I'm like, we're going to do our own calendar.
Yeah.
And we did.
You were really on the forefront of all of that, of really before social media, as we say, promoting yourself everywhere. Do you have a particular favorite show or a favorite experience? Or
back then it was more about,
shock value.
Gays accept you because you're in drag. And it was more like, are you giving them a bad reputation?
But even gay bars wouldn't allow drag queens.
Yeah, some of them.
And
were
we just showed up and walked in, and they're like, "Wow."
Can you remember spaces here in LA that were kind of giving
you
pushback?
Numbers?
Really?
They wouldn't allow drag queens, and we just kept going every week.
And what would they
and
say?
They loved us.
They just knew what we were, not giving them a bad reputation.
And we're not really drag queens. We're gender illusionists.
Or whatever.
And supermodels. I mean,
yeah.
Truly.
Yeah, I mean, that's the whole thing. We've never really performed, and, you know, like, done the lip sync thing. We just kind of, I don't know, before, like, the Paris and Nikki, you know, we're like the broke
reality
version.
No, but you're definitely, you're socialites.
Yeah,
everyone,
that's kind of what
everyone knew and knows. The Chanel twins, but you did lip sync once.
Yeah,
you
not
did.
Kidding.
Yes.
What was the song?
Oh my God,
gosh,
I don't
it was
even
a disco song.
Oh, it was Enough Is Enough.
Enough Is
Enough
with Barbara Streisand and Donna Summer.
Trust me, it was enough.
We were up on a stairwell. All our friends came. They were so cute, and I was so nervous. I had stage fright back then. Now I don't. Uh-huh. But I was holding my microphone down here, and I have my pretend microphone here.
Oh my gosh.
Something's
and
wrong
I'm
with this picture.
Singing to my hand. It wasn't cute.
Did you clock it yourself and like just
no,
try to
I
move
didn't
it
know.
Back up?
Someone told me the next day.
Oh my gosh.
It made it funnier. That's for
it
sure.
It is fun.
Was that here in LA or somewhere else?
Yeah, it was it was on Santa Monica Boulevard, bar.
It's weird how many of those bar spaces, like, we can remember when they were other names.
Yes.
Right? And so when I reference them to people, they're like, what are
I
you
love
talking
dive
about?
Bars.
They're like, what's that?
We love dive bars.
Yeah.
Numbers. I mean, that wasn't really a dive bar. It was gorgeous, but...
Did you ever go to the Gold Coast?
Yes.
Yeah, we did that. We went to a lot of straight clubs because they were, I don't know, RuPaul had come out and like everyone was kind of more, they thought it was fun. And so they were welcomed us, you know.
Yeah.
So...
Lots of
the
underground clubs back then. It was
underground.
And
it's interesting
clubs.
Because I think when people see such an exciting, clean, when I say clean, I mean polished version of what you present, they want to be around it. They love it because it's explained to them. These are supermodels.
We were very fortunate.
And it doesn't seem dangerous to them because it's not dangerous.
It was kind of a safe, and
it's not dangerous. You've never
come
off that way.
Well, I could be dangerous.
Well,
oops.
I mean,
we all,
at the dive bar.
We all could be.
I get horny.
You do? What do you get horny for?
Oh, gosh. You know, this.
Here we go.
This whole, everything, I do it for the cock? Can you say cock?
Yeah, you can say whatever you
straight
want.
Straight cock.
You like straight guys.
Yeah.
And they like you.
They do.
They love you.
It's a whole illusion, and I don't know. I think that
do
I'm
you feel powerful.
I'm addicted.
I'm addicted.
But now it's my lifestyle. You know, yeah. We're just.
Yeah.
It's fun. She's a married woman.
Yeah, I mean, I'm married. But we it's had, more like an acting fun
right.
gig, you know.
It is
but
an
there's power
thing.
In it.
It's yeah,
fantasy.
There is.
Because even though you are married, there's still people out there looking at you that are
are
attracted or to not maybe sexually, maybe they're just excited because it seems so fun.
Yeah, no.
That you give them power to want to dress that way.
It's all good.
It is. And you work, of course, as a makeup artist.
Yes, I'm a makeup artist. I'm an artist. I paint now and doing a lot of...
Let's take a break. And we are back. We are here with Linda Evangelipstick and Christy Girlington, the Chanel twins.
Hi.
But you know what? We were talking earlier about the pre-social media. This is something that you all did in 1996.
Yes.
Which is super, super legendary. This is the official Christy Girlington, Linda Evangelipstick, Chanel Twins calendar.
Yes.
And the imagery in here, the looks that you came up with, this is the cover, of course. Lavender and then a black sequin.
And
tell us about this
air.
Photo.
Legs in the air.
Legs in the air, of course.
We had to lay on the ground for 2 hours for them to do our hair. A hair salon.
Laying out the curls on the
You can see how floor. Perfectly they're done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We had a collaboration with the hair salon.
Doyle
Wilson.
Okay.
And our friends, Dean Kiefer and Keith Munyon.
Shot the
were
calendar.
The photographers. And our best friend, Anthony Franco, made a lot of the outfits.
Now, this is your own hair here.
That is our own hair.
Is. That is your own hair. Growing
no hair piece.
Yeah.
No hair piece or herpes at that time.
Okay, so this is one of these beautiful photos that made it to the cover. But as we go through here, and that's January, which is my birthday month. And I
Are you an Aquarius?
I am, yeah.
Oh, the disco one that you're about to.
Is it this one?
Keep going. That one.
This one.
That was shot at
Tell us about
Book
that one.
Soup.
Book Soup in
Sunset. Sunset. It's still there.
Yeah.
I was surprised.
Yeah.
One of the only magazine stands.
Look at the legs.
That was our disco moment.
That was inspired by Madonna, Deeper and Deeper, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They curled our hair with pipe cleaners.
Pipe cleaners.
That's a really, really like long process.
I think I had to
but
cut.
But it's a payoff.
I think I had to cut an inch and a half off my hair afterwards.
Yeah, we had
really.
Damaged
but
hair.
It was, you know, time
did
for a
trim. Did you just go under a dryer for that or what did you
yes.
do?
Yeah. Yes, hours.
Yeah, and in the, with the pipe
and
cleaners.
And the legs, we use Christmas ribbon, the gold ribbon.
That comes on the little spool.
Yeah.
Yeah, we wrapped it around our legs.
Wow.
Lace it up our legs, yeah.
She was a hit.
I love the lipstick. It's like metallic bronzy.
Oh yeah,
something.
It was all about the
we
shine.
We wore MAC, tons of MAC at that time.
Yeah. It didn't everybody. You know, they just got rid of the back to MAC program.
I know.
Well, I know.
They said they're restructuring it.
Oh,
which,
okay.
You know, you can still take your products back, and I think we always should because
right.
MAC is
it's good to recycle.
Absolutely. There was another. I mean, I want to look at all the photos.
The pool one with the cute boys.
Yeah, that's the one I want to. I'm trying to. Remember
I love
the
that
month
one.
Of
that was
one.
Shot at Sex Club Hotel.
Oh, it was like a
San Vicente Inn.
San Vicente Inn,
yeah.
Look at that.
Isn't that gorgeous?
I mean, yes, it is. 100% gorgeous. Legs for days.
That was...
kind of like the vintage Barbie.
Kind of,
totally.
Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah, you see that. But with your own take on it, which I think makes it even better, is...
We have our Chanel chameleon.
What about these boys? Who do you think they
Those
are?
Those are... Oh, I don't know.
Little...
Gosh, they were handsome.
The photographers had
little
some
darlings.
Friends.
Boy toys with the photographer.
Yeah.
Little darlings. And then... Now, I am noticing... There's only one twin with sunglasses on.
Oh, I didn't notice that. Well, one's filing her nails. One's on her cell phone, which is...
The twins do different things.
We're not always exact.
We're not identical.
No. You're not? I would think so. Who's taller?
I'm taller.
Christy.
Uh-huh.
We have been best friends
for
40 years almost.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Where did the two of you meet?
I think it was at Rage.
Yeah.
At funny story. Dynasty Night or something.
Uh-huh.
It was a funny story. We call ourselves Sisters of Fate because we met and we realized that we worked at the same place.
At Robinson's
Beverly Hills. But we hadn't been on the same shift. And then we ended up working together.
Uh-huh.
And then
we
realized...
We were next door neighbors.
Yeah, we lived in the same building.
How crazy.
16 North Poinsettia.
Yeah, we were neighbors. Door. And it was just crazy. And so we called ourselves Sisters of Fate.
Oh my gosh, that is wild.
40 years later, here we are on
the Barry
Delta.
We also moved to LA on the
same
day.
Yes.
From different places.
1984.
Yeah.
Truly fate. I mean, honestly.
It is fate.
It is, yeah.
She is my best friend. I love her. Aww. She's family to me.
Yeah, of course.
Honestly.
Yeah, don't make me cry, girl. Because you know I'm a crier.
She does cry. She's emotional.
Take a sip of your drink. You'll stop crying. Huh? Yeah, I think it's a sippy time. What departments did you work in at Robinson's?
Robinson's Red Bag.
Red Bag.
It was a new thing. It was all video screens. It was very fun.
Yeah, it was very fun. Like very 80s. Oh my God. Mm-hmm. And it was like all the trendy celebrities would come in.
Oh yeah, Farrah Fawcett came in.
We waited on all of them. It was
Anne Margaret.
Was anyone?
Marsha Brady.
Was anyone mean?
Huh?
Were any of them mean?
Management.
No, everyone was really
celebrities were nice.
Yeah.
I think it was a different time, right?
Yeah.
It was a different time. I worked at Robinson's when it became Robinson's / May.
Right.
Remember that?
Yeah, we were
still there.
So
that was like
90s.
Yeah.
And I worked the infants department and then I worked men's.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. But what was always weird was the credit table. They would send us out to go work the credit table in the mall. Like, come get a sports bottle and few, you know. What about this? Is this...
July.
Was this for the Trump campaign or is this something different?
Make America great.
Red. We just tried to do something 4th of July. Yeah.
Every
know?
Month we tried to have a theme.
Sure.
Yeah.
And this is beautiful. This is super. And also, you know, I feel like with the Chanel twins, it's always, it's sexy, but it's also seductive. It's romantic.
Okay.
It's pretty.
Thank you.
Never presented as like.
Slutty.
Yeah, it's not. No. I don't think it ever is. Now, I don't know what happens
we
behind the doors.
We didn't even have cougars back then.
Right.
And now, thank
Panther.
God, I'm a cougar.
You are a cougar? Oh, I got to look at this.
Oh,
though.
Yeah,
I
got to
look at
fun.
This one. Look at that.
That's gorgeous,
I mean.
That's our real hair.
Again, real hair.
And that
I don't think we wore... Oh, we wore one false hair piece. Pigtail.
In there, but yeah.
Yeah, everything
but that
else
was all
is
crimped
our real hair.
With crimper.
Very rarely... Would you use a hair piece? Maybe a little something here and there,
right.
But it was always styled for the thing, always with your themes in place, right?
Yes, that's true.
I love that. I love that about that. I mean, I'm going to try wigs one time myself. I want to see. What about this photo?
Oh,
look at that.
Wow.
That's not from the calendar.
Wow, we're thin. We were
I didn't remember doing that.
Do you know these dolls?
Sugar and Spice.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're fun.
They are fun.
You just slipped that in there, didn't you?
Yeah.
How did you do that?
I thought it was part of the calendar. I thought it was part of the calendar.
I wonder if they know who the... I don't have my...
They were...
I wonder if they know who the Chanel twins are. Because their looks are very...
They're always thematic. They always
They,
and you know what's fun is I think it's fun to either do matchy-matchy or to do kind of opposites, but always coordinated.
We did that
times, you have done that.
They
you
did have dark and light. We did that for a while.
Yeah. She dyed her like a auburn. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It worked for a while.
I love this.
They are fun.
They are fun.
They're spunky.
And what else?
And funky.
Are you familiar with OnlyFans? Are you familiar with what that is?
I've seen it.
I know what it is. Yes.
People create exclusive content for like-minded
tells
people.
Me, oh, you have to be on OnlyFans, OnlyFans. Mm-hmm.
But you don't have to do, not everyone has to be naked in it. You can just suggest whatever you want to suggest. And imagine exclusive content between the Chanel twins and Sugar and Spice. And people don't know what it is. And it doesn't even have to be sexual. It can just be
no,
like,
they get sexual.
Oh, really? They do?
On OnlyFans? Well, that's all it is sexual.
Mine's not.
Oh, no. It's what they want to do, right?
Let's take a break. We are back with the
Hello.
Chanel twins, Linda Evangelipstick and Christy Girlington. You said you keep forgetting the microphone, but you know, your hands are full. You have a lot going on.
Yeah, cocktails and
gloves.
Just like old times, forgetting the microphone.
Ring. Oh, it is just like old times.
Right.
It's like a lip sync performance.
The one lip sync still happening.
I am a little kooky, I will admit.
That's fine. Aren't we all, though?
Artsy fartsy.
We all are a little bit.
I think we all are.
Our own little way.
Yeah.
I get.
This is the portion of the podcast where we open letters.
Oh. Read me, Delta!
I don't know. Exciting. I don't see these letters beforehand.
Oh, wow. It's impromptu.
Now, we also have to say that because this is a revisit with the Chanel twins, because we did this once before.
Two times.
We are... this came in the mail for me today. And it's funny
it's
that it
so
came,
gorgeous.
It's funny that it came today.
It is funny that it ended up in
Because last time we were here, we were all packing up. And, you know, there's a lot of moving parts here, working parts. And this ended up in just because we have boxes of stuff.
Well, we brought our own bar.
Right.
If you didn't
You
notice.
Always travel with your own bar. And again, in your drink, tell us again in your drink, because you told us last time, but no one saw it.
Oh, well... Vodka, soda, and a splash of Diet Coke or Diet A&W root beer or Diet Dr. Pepper.
Okay.
Because it is the least carbs.
Okay. Okay.
And vodka soda tastes like rubbing alcohol. So if you add a little splash
of something.
Well, the vodka you drink, baby.
Yes.
Just
well,
kidding.
That's a whole nother show.
Yeah.
No.
Whole other show.
But yeah, vodka soda with a splash of diet.
Well, let's see if some of these letters...
I think that's still vegan.
If some of these letters are from vegans or people who like diet soda. I'm a fan of diet soda.
Okay. What's your favorite diet soda?
Diet Coke.
Yes.
I like Diet Coke. But I do love
What about Pepsi Light? I didn't like that.
I don't
or
think...
Or Diet Fresca.
Do you remember Pepsi with a twist of lime or lemon? They used
to do that
in the 80s.
Yeah, isn't that Pepsi Light?
Is that
Pepsi
Light?
Yeah, with the I don't like the fruity stuff.
Oh, you know what's really good? Dr. Pepper Zero strawberries and cream.
Oh, you like that fruity stuff.
Oh, it's so good. Okay, first letter.
Let's try.
Dear Delta and the twins, over the past few months, I've discovered Diet Coke with a fresh slice of lemon. I had no idea we were going here.
Stop how it
I did not know
happen.
That's funny.
The irony.
Recently, I went to a fast food establishment and asked for a side of lemon with my Diet Coke, and they replied, we don't do that here.
Oh, probably because of the COVID.
To prevent this from happening again, I purchased a 500-count box of true lemon packets and keep several of them in my car. How do you feel about fresh lemon in your Diet Coke? Have you ever tried true lemon packets in your Diet Coke? How do you feel about lime? I'm anxiously awaiting your responses. Warm regards, Barry Michael.
Wow.
I love lemon in water. I love it in a cocktail. I love
iced tea.
Oh,
iced
tea.
Yes,
doesn't
that
make it?
That lemon.
Doesn't that? Do you order iced tea at a restaurant?
Yes.
You do?
With some Splenda.
Oh, that's... I can't do Splenda.
Oh, why?
I feel like it makes a cold drink taste like cardboard, but I like it in hot drinks.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? I like the good old-fashioned.
Right.
What about when you go to a restaurant and you say, can I get some sweet and low? And they go, is that the pink one or the blue one? I don't like that.
They're all color-coded.
Yeah. Do you like lime in any of your drinks?
Just iced tea, but she
In a cocktail.
We do coffee with.
Yeah, I like it in my margarita.
Oh, that's not
a margarita. Yes, that's
we
fruity.
Made margaritas here.
I know
that sounds good.
Sorry, we only
it's
brought
the
vodka.
Time for it too. It really is the time for it. I mean, it's we are like running into the summer. Well, I'm not running. I'm sitting into the summer because
I love a tajin rim.
Oh, you do? Ooh. You like rimming?
With Bloody Marys.
Bloody Marys.
Yes.
I'm all for this 500 count box of True Lemon packets. I buy them myself. If you ever
you
go
do?
To Dollar Tree, yeah, get them from Dollar Tree.
Yeah, I have a friend that uses those.
And they're great. And it's crystallized lemon.
Yeah.
So it's the real thing. Michael, I think you are on the right track with that. I love, love, love. And the Chanel twins also love lemon.
Yes, we do, honey.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you like lemon chicken?
Yes.
You can't eat it.
No, I mean, I None like that.
You.
I like it. I don't eat it right now.
You've known to like it.
Pollo Loco does pineapple, which I hate, but they marinate their chicken in pineapple.
What do you mean you hate pineapple?
I don't know. It's a whole nother show.
Were you more allergic than...
I did have allergic responses.
Anything that's got like acidic
citrus, I get hot flashes.
Yeah, she
are
never...
twins known to have the same allergies? Does that is that a thing?
Yeah, I think some are, some don't. I don't know. Huh. Some are, some aren't.
Do you have any similar allergies or similar foods you don't like? Do you like horseradish?
I do.
I love horseradish. Yeah.
Really, you do?
We both.
I don't do raw fish.
I think pickles are a big thing.
Pickles, tacos, nachos,
pickles, everything. Yeah,
yeah. I have a recipe for a fried dill pickle dip.
Oh my god!
Oh, yum!
It's a dip, but it's like fried.
I've seen that at I think like Trader Joe's. Or something.
I just got the Trader Joe's dill pickle salt. I can't wait to have it.
Oh, I just saw a thing about that. I want to try it.
Yeah,
do it on popcorn. That's
Ooh,
my
that sounds
night.
Good.
Yeah.
Every night I have microwave popcorn, olive oil, and I do Lowry's seasoning salt.
Uh-huh. I like the
But
taste
I want to try the taco there from Trader Joe's. I just bought it yesterday. Huh. What else did
what
your
this?
Fans say?
Someone asked, dear Delta and guest, when it comes to syrup on your breakfast, is it very Delta or very Chanel twins? To allow syrup to touch your eggs, bacon, and or sausage, or just the pancake.
Ooh.
Warmest regards, Very Joe.
He wants to touch my sausage?
Yeah, with his syrup.
And your pancake. And your pancake.
I don't have a sweet tooth.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't mind if it runs onto my bacon because it's sweet and salty.
Yeah, because they usually like an applewood smoked bacon.
Yeah,
or
sweet
that,
and
or
salty. Is
yeah,
yummy.
I don't mind it like that.
I like salty.
Doesn't have to hit my eggs, but
right.
Yeah.
Do you do fry when you have your eggs cooked? How do you like to have them cooked? Say it like it's just a restaurant for breakfast.
I like over medium.
Over
easy.
When I was eating,
and
eggs.
You would do them with like
the
toast in it or
eggs
whatever
anymore. Oh, I
do
love
what?
Like dipping the toast in the egg yolk,
toast and bacon, and the
or
yolk.
A breakfast sandwich where the egg bursts and
you like it when it busts in your mouth.
Why am I being? I love when it busts.
I would like for many of these things to be on separate plates.
Yeah, I have a friend
as a
like
child,
that.
I was like that.
I like that.
You need that little. Plate that has like the sections.
Yes. But I have to have my eggs either over hard or I've also heard it called under hard, which I'm not sure which is which. But
your eggs or your dates?
Both.
Oh. Okay.
Both.
Over hard is always good.
I like a man who knows that I don't want runny yolks and I definitely don't want maple syrup in them.
Well, there
if
you
he
go.
Knows that, that's the way to my heart.
How about when they want to do it on your face?
I think that's fine.
Real? Oh, no. I spend...
full makeup.
Yeah, but I don't want... No, it's not going
they
on my
pay
face.
For an experience, so you know in advance what they're paying for, right?
They might pay for your experience.
Yeah. I have a sheet that I give out to any clients, and then it has a bunch of roses on the top, so they know.
Oh, roses.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And, of course, in my bio, it says... it'll say in my bio... rich to the front of the line, generous with a dollar sign to the front of the line. And then there's like a little thing. So like, you know, when you get a pedicure and you're like, it'll say basic pedicure,
right,
paraffin wax. Mm-hmm. Like there's add-ons. There's an add-on for ruining the makeup. There is. You should.
I would have it.
Uh-huh. And of course, well, we talked about this before too. There's a price for the hour, mm-hmm, and the price for the half is very close to the price for the hour.
We did get a lot of offers in that realm.
Yeah.
I did make $1,000 with a celebrity, but he has two names. I can't mention it.
Oh, you can't.
He has two names.
No, I can. He's a comedian. No, he's a comedian.
Okay.
We've both been with a similar comedian.
And what? And can you give us more description? Or?
Well, it wasn't my fantasy to... We got a cheap motel in, actually, where she used to live, ironically.
When I first moved here.
Uh-huh. Nomad Motel.
It was in Culver
City.
We
drove to Malibu, which was
the Nomad.
Fantasy. Yeah.
Oh, Century City. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah. That was my fantasy. They were sold out, so we went to where Linda lived at one time.
Mm-hmm.
And he wanted to get down to the nitty-gritty, but it wasn't my fantasy.
Mm-mm.
So I said, if you want tomorrow or any night in the future, we can make a plan. And
did it happen?
It didn't happen. He said he gave me $1,000.
He was in the moment. That's probably
why. He said, I want you to buy a fishnet bodysuit for me tomorrow, and I will call you, get a hotel of your choice. And if I happen to not call, it's because my wife made plans. So he did give me $1,000 tip. It was pretty generous.
Yeah. Did you buy the fishnet?
I did. I went to the Beverly Center, Victoria's Secret, and bought a fishnet. I can't believe I'm here buying an outfit for a comedian.
I'm trying to figure this out.
He was very horny, and he wanted to do it. He wanted to do it right then.
You know what my fantasy is? What? Can I tell you my fantasy? I want to know what's in this box.
Oh, there is a fantasy for you. Because
this box showed up and...
Look how beautifully it's wrapped.
Beautifully wrapped.
It is your fantasy, I believe.
And it has my name on, but I'm not going to be presumptuous, but my name is on the card.
That is for you, my love.
Can I really open it?
Yes. That's from the Chanel twins. I think that is your fantasy.
It is my fantasy. Anything beautifully wrapped is my fantasy.
And your little card opener.
I'm also still thinking about this comedian because I remember tons of comedians that would come to, well, and actors that would come to like Peanuts.
Yeah.
And they had no, it was like, what's weird is that like it was, they were so publicly there.
Right.
And you would think if you're trying to be so down low, but there was no social media.
It was just like, a different time.
Yeah. There, you were just like, maybe somebody might get a picture and they could
be
like,
oh,
and no one had cell phones to take pictures.
Right.
And all that stuff.
We met him at the Yukon Mining Company. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
That was the tea.
Yeah.
Every Friday and Saturday night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There should
be a
documentary.
They did have good food.
We need a documentary about the Yukon.
Yeah, they should have one about that. Oh, my God.
Because everybody was there. This is a card from...
Christy and Linda.
Yeah, I'm just noticing that like there's an add-on here.
Oh, the your.
Did somebody do that?
I did. You are so very.
Did you make this card?
Yeah, I did. I made the one previously too that we lost.
But wait, how do you do? I'm trying to understand.
I'm very crafty.
You are just crafty.
Let's not get into it.
She's the crafty
twin. We are so very proud of you.
We are so very proud of you.
I told you that last time.
Yeah, you did. We talked about this, but you know, how did we meet?
I don't remember.
Honestly,
it must have been UConn.
We're talking about UConn or
Club 7969.
You know, nobody. That's interesting because we know it as 7969, and the building is still there. Didn't Heidi Klum have her Halloween party there, and somebody famous
bought it?
But yeah,
Club Illusions. Yeah,
but there was like,
and Cinematic.
Dragstrip 66, Cinematic, Michelle's Triple X review.
Yeah,
there were so many different things, and you were always the backdrop of everything that happened in LA. The both of you were at events and almost unicorn-ish because people would never say Corny?
Corn. No, that's my word. Corn. Everything's corn.
Everything is corn. Popcorn.
Popcorn.
With dill pickle seasoning. But people would always
corn dog.
Know you, obviously, as mainstays, but also as socialites. So what made you like unicorns is you would never know when you were going to see the Chanel twins. And it was like a blessing when you did see them because, you know, people would always be able to access any other drag queen because they would go, oh, they always perform there on Fridays.
Yeah.
Oh, they always perform here on Tuesdays. But the Chanel twins would just show up without any announcement. And that really makes you like unicorns to me.
Okay.
Because you're like, did you see them? Did you see them? And then they were gone.
I love being a unicorn.
You are.
Corn.
Cornhole.
Okay, open your gift.
I know. What am I talking about?
Oh, I do love a good cornhole.
You do?
Yeah.
Would you put dill pickle in a cornhole? A pickle?
I put coconut oil in a cornhole.
In your cornhole?
Not mine.
In somebody else's.
Not mine.
I don't know how I'm doing this, but I'm going to do it.
I don't put any food in people's cornholes. Do you?
No. But no. You should ask Raja.
Oh,
about that. She's got a lot of stories.
Mm. She used to live across the street from me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right there. She was what?
On Olive Drive.
She was also behind Circus of Books.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, Vaseline Alley.
Now she's in Koreatown.
Yeah, she's got a great place.
Yeah.
She likes to brat.
Did you get?
Okay, I don't know because I wrap things in boxes sometimes that are not.
Oh, that's true. But
you know,
look
like
at that paper.
Box.
Isn't that gorgeous?
The paper is stunning.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
We picked it out just for you because you are so very Delta. But what if it's just the box?
That's what I'm saying because I wrap stuff in I save shoe boxes. And I'm kind of mad at myself for tearing the ribbon because I save ribbon.
Oh, my grandma used to do that.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I heard that was your favorite pineapple
upside down. Cheesecake.
It is
from the
gorgeous.
Fucking Cheesecake Factory.
And it weighs like 20 pounds.
It does. And I only weigh 120. So if I eat all of this, can you imagine I'll be at 140?
Oh,
I don't think I'd be able to model anymore.
We did bring you forks because I know that's.
Oh, we don't need more than one fork. What would we need more than
one
fork?
Well, it's your thing to if they don't serve you without a fork.
Oh,
at
are
the
you
fast
suggesting
food
I share
restaurants.
This?
No, it's all yours.
Oh, I need somebody to take this immediately to the refrigerator. And then I need them to duct tape the box closed.
Oh, I also brought another treat.
Oh, you did?
I mean, we did. Yeah.
Let me see.
What is it?
Oh, my God. They're Jello shots.
They are alcohol-infused
Do we need to
Jello
do Jello
shots
right now?
We do.
Yeah, we do.
I think so.
What color do you want? Who wants what color?
Oh.
There's a ton in here. There's orange. There's blue. I guess blue is not a color.
I like pink.
Okay, so pink is going to be
peachy strawberry or something.
Vodka. I can't. Oh, that's cherry.
Vodka. The
so you
keyword.
Want a cherry one?
Sure.
Do you want strawberry?
Sure. I'll take it.
Okay, I'm gonna do
blue.
Yeah, I'm gonna do. I think it's supposed to be a raspberry, maybe
blue raspberry. Ooh, yeah. Remember the icy? That was one of my favorites.
Did you? What's your favorite icy?
I think I like. The
I can't do this.
Cola one.
Oh, I'll open it.
Oh, cola. Yeah.
You like the cola flavor? Do you ever mix them?
I think I've had that before.
Yeah, I used to like to mix the blue and the red.
I have such fond memories of icy.
I know it's hard to do, isn't it? I'll get yours.
As a child.
Uh-oh. Oh, is it squirting?
She's lactating.
Here.
Oh,
it's fine. I'll get it.
We need I have a.
The cleaners come at 4 o'clock, so. Is yours open or do you want me to open it for you?
Thank you.
Halfway. It's squirting out.
Oh no, she's squirting.
Uh-oh. We got a squirter.
So we're supposed to put our finger in here, I think, to loosen it, right? But you know what
Lord.
I'm going to do is I'm going to use this. Do
I'm
you want me to do that
swallow
to yours,
it
too?
Whole.
You're going to swallow it whole?
I'm going to try. Okay, ready?
Ready?
Cheers.
Cheers to the Chanel twins. Cheers.
Very Delta. I swallowed it whole.
Mm-hmm. You did.
Oh my God, that's delicious.
It is good.
This was a birthday
crazy.
Gift. Clean
that ruin the lipstick?
No. I caught it just in time, though. Is it okay?
I'm just making a mess.
Mean, you're gorgeous.
We'll patch it up later. I think.
Oosh, you got a little
is it like
on your lip.
You're oh so jello.
Oh, she has her own
Oh,
contact.
Yeah. I think it'll be fine.
Pretty yummy, right?
I think it's great. Thank you for this. Thank you for my gift.
You're welcome.
This is so thoughtful. These Jello shots. I think this is the first time I've ever done a Jello shot on camera.
What about a cheesecake?
I've never had a cheesecake gifted on camera.
Never.
Never, well, ever,
except
ever.
Except for our first shoot.
Oh, well, we're reimagining today.
We are reimagining your fantasy.
Thank you for being
we
here.
We love you so much. We're so proud of you for and for having us. My goodness.
I love you for all that you have set forth. You know, when I was growing up in drag, it was about the supermodel. It was always about the supermodel.
Yeah.
And, you know, most people know, obviously, when they relate drag, they relate drag to RuPaul the supermodel. But I always knew the Chanel twins.
Yeah.
I always knew of the Chanel twins. This was a time, I feel like, before people were really concerned with, like, padding. And we wanted to look as like, authentic as possible, if that made sense. And I'm not knocking anyone's padding or anything like that. I'm just saying it was where we were at the time.
Yeah,
we named ourselves gender illusionists.
Right.
We're not drag queens. We are giving you the illusion of a different gender.
Right. That and I love that.
Kind of like,
And supermodels.
Yeah, it was nothing really campy, but we were just...
It is fun to do a little camping.
Straight off the runway, okay?
Sure.
Yeah, that was our
thing. It was big back then, you know?
It was a big deal, and I was always raised around people that, like, it was a thing, like, you know, coming up with Raja and even anyone out there. It's like you could be whoever you wanted. When you talked about coming up with your drag name, I remember at the time
how
I was still...
How did you get Delta?
I was doing contests. Do you remember DJ Wes?
Yes. Yeah.
I was doing Wes's contest, and Mama was the host.
Oh, yes.
And they were also doing a different night happening during the week.
Was that at Circus?
This time it was at Ripples in Long Beach.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
So they were doing a Ladies of the 80s night, and Mama said that we need a Delta Burke. Like, we need somebody to do
Burke.
for our designing women.
Right.
And she's like, maybe this new little girl over here can do it. And I was like, yeah, I would love to do it. And I had no idea what it was or anything.
Way. You
and
didn't even have Delta work?
No. I was just going by my real my given name, which is Gabriel.
Oh, okay.
And Mama was like, you did such a good job. You really worked it, Delta. Like, you are like Delta Burke, but you're Delta work.
Wow.
That's where
Mama.
It came from.
Oh, that's
from Mama.
So cool.
So I think about the people that gave us
Hi,
our
Mama.
Names.
Great story.
Who needs to be here, right?
I know.
We had a drag sale not long ago, and Mama came and sold stuff, and I bought a bunch of her costumes. I want to do a photo shoot of her costumes.
Fun.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Yes.
Yeah, it would be so fun.
Bob Mackie, a lot of her costumes
remember
were
EC2,
Bob Mackie.
Where she
worked?
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. That's sick. That's sick.
Very
but
fun.
Thank you for all that you've done. And also for literally coming back here so we can revisit what we lost, which, you know.
Right.
I think it's even better.
We love being on your show. Thank you.
You can search for Very Delta on your podcast apps. We come out every Monday, and you can find us here on the Mom Podcast YouTube channel. Also, a special hello to everyone watching the show on YouTube. Thank you so much for checking us out, staying up till midnight.
Friends.
Yeah, you know, some people stay up at midnight because it comes out, the episode will come out on Sunday night at midnight.
Wow.
Or if
when does this come out?
It's coming out like, it's like ASAP.
Oh, good.
Yeah, it's coming out ASAP. And also we want you to subscribe to the Mom YouTube channel so you don't miss an episode. Also, you can send all of your questions to readmedelta@gmail.com. You can follow me on Instagram at DeltaWork. And where can we follow both of you?
We're on the Chanel Twins.
Chanel
on
Twins
Instagram.
On Instagram.
Chanel Twins.
Christy Girlington. I think there's an underline on the Instagram.
And in Linda Vanja Lipstick.
Yeah, it's easy. I mean, honestly, whenever people...
We are easy.
Search.
You are not easy. You can also follow the show on Instagram and TikTok at Very Delta, because if you're not, really, you're only getting half the Delta. Thank you so much for joining us right here. And next week, join us again. And until then, keep things very Delta.
Love you. Bye. Bye, friends.
This episode of Very Delta was brought to you by Orange Diamond, the official emoji of the Very Delta Show.
To listen to Very Delta one day early and ad-free, sign up for Mom Plus at mompodcasts.plus. Very Delta is produced by Moguls of Media, a.k.a. Mom. Hosted by Delta Work and produced by Mark Jacobs. Engineered by Margo Padilla and editing by Doug Robertson. Executive produced by Willem Belli, Alaska Thunderfuck,
Big Dipper, and Joe Cilio.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. The show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.